All right, let's get right into it here. Invasive species. In the 21st century, does that even make any sense anymore? Mark Davis is a professor and the chair of the biology department at McAllister College. Mark wrote an article supporting his theory in the latest issue of Nature magazine. Mark, Professor Davis, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to join you.
Are we an invasive species? Let's get that out of the way right off the top. Humans?
Yes, I don't think anyone would disagree that we would be number one on the list.
So the idea of trying to maintain, you know, kangaroos in Australia, or, you know, the specific species that are in Madagascar, because, of course, they evolved separately when the land masses moved away, or even attempting to control plants that grew up in one place but have ended up elsewhere, is an impossible and maybe foolhardy task at this point?
Well, it's a lot of it is futile. That is true. I think I should say at the outset that this article you referred to, which was just released yesterday, I'm the lead author, but there are 18 other co-authors, which include some of the most eminent ecologists in the world. So this is not just an essay and some thoughts from a single individual. It's an effort to communicate what a large number of people believe is something that the conservation field, restoration field, and land management field, and the public really needs to know. But yes, the fact is the world is becoming globalized with respect to cultures and with respect to organisms. That's a reality we're going to have to learn to live with. We are not saying, I mean, our article has already been misrepresented by others. We are not saying, hey, throw open the doors, move everything around, nothing matters anymore. You know, that's not what we're saying.
Right. Let's first of all, you know, get it clear what you're
right.
not saying. And also, we certainly don't want you to get into a battle with all the other eminent co-authors there, because we know how the you know, ecologist world is a backstabbing nightmare of competition, right, Mark?
Well,
yeah, talk about competing species. Oh my God!
That would be an apt characterization, I'm afraid.
Describe some stories that you know have really. I mean, I recall actually the carp in the Lake Michigan as being described, or in the Great Lakes system as being an invasive species that sort of came over. Probably due to international commerce of one kind or another,
sure.
And extraordinary steps were taken to prevent mm-hmm. that fish from getting into the Great Lakes. What's your comment on that story?
Well, actually, I have a personal connection there. I grew up right on the shore of Lake Michigan. And to be honest, personally, I supported those efforts. As we said in the article, we support efforts by countries and municipalities to keep out species that are likely to or have a strong potential of causing economic harm or harm to human health or severe harm to other species. So in that particular case, personally, I supported those efforts.
What is an effort that you would not support, that you would figure is actually an unrealistic restoration view?
Sure. Some of the best examples in the United States involve efforts to eradicate or drastically reduce the abundance of non-native plants that have come in. Once a plant has become established and has become widespread, you know, it's a new resident. I mean, you can call it an alien, you can call it an invader, you can call it whatever you like, but the fact is it's a new resident of Minnesota or New York or California, and efforts to get rid of it are going to be futile. You can do them if you want, as long as you recognize you're going to need to undertake them basically indefinitely. I have no problem for people doing that on their own property. If your people are using private money, you know, you can do whatever you like. My concern is when public funds are used to try to eradicate some of these species for which scientific data does not really exist that demonstrates that they are causing harm.
Right.
Then I think that's an irresponsible use of public monies.
We're talking to Professor Mark Davis. He's the chair of the biology department at McAllister College. He co-wrote an article supporting the idea that invasive species, the notion of invasive species, needs to be reexamined in the 21st century. It's in the latest issue of Nature magazine. And we want to hear from you on this. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have an idea of what's a weed or what should be a weed, or what is an invasive species in your life, or whether you agree with this idea that there's no such thing or it's hard to really characterize an invasive species in the 21st century. How well is the ecosystem able to adapt to this kind of and really all this has occurred in the last 100 years or so, which is an eye blink of time in evolution. How is the ecosystem able to adapt to this?
Yep, 2 points. First, a very important point of clarification. The article mainly used the word non-native. Invasive species are specifically non-native species that do cause significant harm. We're not saying that we should have no concern about true invasive species.
The fact no, I'm trying to provoke you. Don't worry. I'm doing it deliberately.
Gotcha. Well, that's the point, that the ecosystems do accommodate most of these species. And, in fact, once the species have many of the species have become part of the ecosystem for some length of time, removing it, besides being futile, often has undesirable effects because a number of native species may be using that novel species now.
And we're part of that.
There are lots of good examples, the honeysuckles, other berry-producing non-native shrubs that people have introduced. Our native birds, that's what they're using as a primary food source now.
And we don't have total control over the ecosystem. We're a part of it as well. So whatever we do has consequences. Mark Davis, professor and the chair of the biology department at McAllister College. He co-wrote an article supporting his notion on non-native species in the latest issue of Nature magazine. Professor, thanks so much.
My pleasure to join you. I'm sure you'll get considerable reaction. This is a remarkably emotional issue, which would be worthy of another discussion.
All right, we'll do it. The species hitting the road, not just them, but you too. Peg writes on our site that she loves the fact that she can travel from one end of the country to the other on the interstate system. Are you heading out to travel this summer? Tell us your favorite road, your favorite non-native species, the weed you're trying to eradicate. Comment on your ecosystem. That's what The Takeaway is all about. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.